The collapse of a partially built apartment block in George, Western Cape, which claimed 34 lives and injured dozens more in May 2024, was the result of gross negligence and avoidable errors, according to a damning new report released by the South African government. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Public Works Minister Dean McPherson described the incident as a preventable tragedy during a press briefing following the report's publication. The five-story building crumbled due to a series of red flags that were repeatedly ignored, including the use of substandard materials, the presence of structural cracks, and visible construction defects. There were a number of red flags that were continually raised about this project, said McPherson, visibly emotional. The work should have stopped. According to the investigation, safety concerns had been documented more than a year before the collapse. The appointed health and safety officer even resigned in protest, but construction continued regardless. The report, compiled by the Council for the Built Environment and the Engineering Council of South Africa, also revealed that workers were told to patch over holes with sand and weak concrete, and many reported feeling vibrations in the structure before the collapse. Minister McPherson, who met privately with survivors and the families of victims, has called for criminal accountability. A police investigation is ongoing, though no arrests have been made yet. Survivors of the collapse continue to face long-term consequences. Electrician Delvin Safers was trapped under rubble for 28 hours, believing he would die. He survived, but others, including a colleague who was crushed instantly, did not. Safer's father, Dion, attended the minister's briefing and welcomed the report, saying, "We want justice." Another survivor, Ilelwani, shared her struggles over the past year, including severe dental injuries, ongoing trauma, and public bullying. "My life has changed forever," she said tearfully, appealing for help from the public. Minister McPherson has vowed to introduce new regulations to tighten construction oversight and update outdated building legislation to prevent similar disasters. "This is a painful chapter for the people of George and South Africa," he said. "But we must ensure that this never happens again." Piers Potter, CNT Live London.